الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. The next hadith, the next dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we're going to cover today is a short dua, just really three words, and it's a dua that a person should recite when they see another Muslim happy. When you see another Muslim happy, and this is narrated in both Sahih Bukhari and it's also narrated in Abu Dawood. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is as follows: أضحك الله سنك. أضحك الله سنك. It's a statement which roughly translates as "May Allah fill your life with laughter always." May Allah Ta'ala always fill your life with laughter. And it's a beautiful hadith and du'a because it shares a few points with us. Number one is that it helps us spread happiness within the community. And not only does it help us spread happiness within the community, but it hints toward, in general, the importance of trying to be happy and wishing happiness upon one another. Right? So, for instance, when a person is happy or they're smiling and you see this, another person, you see this, and that at that particular time they're happy, right? That's usually how they're expressing their happiness, because at that moment in time they're happy. But there are times when a person is happy, there are times when a person is sad, and this up and down, you can say, roller coaster of life often promotes this. Sometimes a person, for instance, is afflicted with a difficulty, and for a period of time they're sad, and it's not easy bearing that difficulty. So when you see a believer and you see them smiling, you want that for them, you want that to be their case indefinitely. You see them happy, you want them to be happy. You want them to be happy in this life, and you want them to be happy in the hereafter as well. And similarly, sometimes it's for something that afflicts a person, sometimes a difficulty befalls a person. Sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's just a chemical imbalance in the brain, and for whatever reason, that happiness is taken away from a person, and then there's sadness, and there's grief. And it's difficult to bear often for an individual, and it's difficult for the people around them to have to see them in that state as well. So when you do see someone happy, then you make this statement, and that you pray for them, and the prayer is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep that person happy. And in general, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep every member of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy. Now, we take it to the next step. Well, what is it that makes a believer happy? Then there's many things, that any sort of joy can make a person happy. But the most important things that a believer should be happy about, number one, is they should be happy with their Lord. They should be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, truly, if you were to think about it, no matter how difficult a person's situation may be, no matter how challenging it may be for them, if a person has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life, then looking beyond all of the sadness, there's ultimately going to be happiness for them. And a person should be happy with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as their Nabi. Because ultimately, the greatest blessing, as was explained earlier in the khutbah, the greatest blessing that we can ever, the greatest blessing that can be bestowed upon us is the blessing that we recognize, that we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we have been chosen to be a part of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah. And that we have Islam as our deen. That is what we should be pleased with as well, because iman is a ni'mah, and it's something that we don't take for granted. And these three things in concert or in combination are ultimately what's going to take us from this place of turmoil into the place of eternal happiness. So if in a person's future they're able to foresee, or with certainty they know that inshallah, if I remain firm on this deen, if I remain firm on the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, and if I remain firm in my belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ultimately I'll be placed in a state and a place of eternal happiness, then that should bring happiness to me in this life as well. This is part of the reason that we're taught that every morning and every evening that we should proclaim this happiness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدِينَ النَّبِيَّ. That I am pleased with Allah ta'ala as my Lord, I am pleased with Islam as my deen, and I am pleased with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my messenger. Because ultimately, I know that that this is what's going to bring me true happiness in the hereafter. So, the second point is that we are always pleased with Allah, the Prophet ﷺ, and our deen, and even in times of difficulty, hardship, or even or sadness, that we recognize that ultimately the goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ultimately our destination will be a place of eternal happiness. And then the last thing that we can take away from this hadith and from this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that in general, it's important that we remain positive. It's important that we remain positive. The Prophet said in the hadith, بَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا وَيَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا, that you should give people glad tidings and you shouldn't frighten them. You shouldn't frighten them or scare them away, better said, or better translated. وَيَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا, and in general, you should make things easy for people. Don't make things difficult for people. Because if you try to make things difficult for people, then you're going to push them away even further. So the Prophet's teachings, if you look at the Prophet's life, he was always very positive. He was always very encouraging. This was one of his characteristics, and this should be one of our characteristics as well. That in general, we should encourage people toward goodness. We should encourage people toward things, rather than discouraging people. We should remain positive in whatever situation, and it will often resolve many conflicts that we see in life. If we, for instance, are in any relationship that we're in, let's say the relationship between the father and the son, or the relationship between a brother and a sister, or the relationship between a husband and a wife, there's often conflicts. And there's often challenges. And one of the main reasons, or you can say maybe even the main reason, or the main stem of that, is that a person's often looking at the other person's faults, and that becomes their point of fixation. They're always concentrated and they're always fixated on the faults of the other person, and it's very difficult for them to look at the positive attributes of that person. But if a person, on the other hand, remains positive and looks at the positive attributes of that person, and they highlight them and they magnify them and they make them their focus, then they'll actually have a healthy relationship. For every one negative attribute, a person has 10 positive ones. Yet, because of the way our nafs has basically taken over and consumed us, we highlight that one negative attribute in our parent, or in our wife, in our spouse, in our children, and then we completely neglect and ignore the other 10 attributes that are positive about them. This is one of the tricks of shaitan, and this is one of the tricks of our nafs. But if a person highlights a positive within an individual, then every relationship becomes easier. Every relationship becomes easier. So this is also what we're being taught, what's being highlighted, that in general we should look at the positive in people. Everybody has something positive about them. It doesn't matter how distant they may appear to be from Allah, or how distant they may appear to be from society, there's always something positive that you can pick out and highlight within a person, and you should highlight that, you should encourage them with that as well. So the Prophet ﷺ said in this dua that when you see another believer happy, number one, it should make you happy as well, and you should make this statement, أَضْحَكَ sinnaka. Allahu sinnaka. Then may Allah Ta'ala keep you happy always. May Allah Ta'ala always keep you happy and protect you from grief and sadness and difficulties and things that would be harmful for you, both in this world and the hereafter. May you keep smiling. You know, may you keep smiling. May you keep your state that I see you in at this present moment. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to learn this dua and practice it whenever we can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us happy in this world and keep us happy in the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see the good in other people and highlight those attributes rather than focusing on the weaknesses. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin. Inshallah.